Hollywood has sensationalized and glamorized sex so much that it rarely shows the lives that it destroys. But the truth is, when sex is not used, but it is abused or misused, it always causes implications that we are even unaware of, because it's more than physical. And everybody loses. And God wants to spare you this pain.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. In a time where tolerance is valued more than truth, every believer in Christ needs more than ever to know what it takes to build a godly foundation for their life. As we continue this series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick will look closely at the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love. Now, in just a little while, we're going to tell you about how you can get a hold of a solid collection of teaching from Rick that will make a great addition to your audio library, or a wonderful gift for a friend or loved one. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. And you can find out more about it by going to rickwarren.org while you listen to today's message. That's rickwarren.org, or you can just text the word daily to 313131 for more info. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Maintaining Moral Purity.
Men tend to be these kind of hunters. They have this, they're kind of goal-oriented, achievement-oriented, and when a guy gets out of school, like high school or college, the first thing he's thinking is, I got to get me a woman. Okay? I need a woman in my life. He instinctively knows something's missing there. I got to get a woman. So he pursues the hunt, and he woos you, and he spends intense amount of effort trying to win this woman. Now, during this stage, men do really strange things like read poetry and, you know, go to operas, you know, things that no normal man would ever do. You know, they just they do these things, and they call and talk for hours on the phone. You know a man who does that? Okay? And they hang on every word you say, you know, and they're just, and you're going, wow, this is great, you know? Now, the moment you get a ring on your finger, you say, I do, and the marriage is put together, the man, now he's not being selfish. You just understand, he's not being selfish. In his mind, he's thinking, mission accomplished. Okay? And now he is, as a natural goal-oriented guy, as a male, he's now thinking, what's the next hunt? And usually it's now, I've got to provide for the woman. And so he takes all the energy and effort that he spent wooing you and getting you, now he turns all that onto the job, and he says, I got to hoof it, I got to hustle, because I got to provide for this woman that I love and the kids that are going to come along too. And so all the energy he spent wooing you is now spent providing for you. And he takes all that energy and he attaches it to his business. Now, the woman is going, where's the opera? Well, the poetry, the flowers, the candy. She's thinking bait and switch. Okay, that's what she's thinking. Bait and switch, okay? And that's not it at all. And on the other hand, he's thinking the same thing, bait and switch, because he's thinking, you know, before we got married, she couldn't keep her hands off me. Now, she doesn't have any time. Oh, I got a headache, you know? Guy was getting ready to go to bed one night, and he said to his wife said, here, honey, here's two aspirin. She said, what's that for? He says, for your headache. She said, I don't have one. He said, gotcha. So anyway, he goes, man, she couldn't keep her hands off me before we got married. Now all she wants to do is diaper the babies. You know? He's thinking bait and switch too. You know, the problem is we have to put as much energy into courting in the marriage as we did before. You know, I got to thinking the other day, if there were more courting in marriage, there'd be fewer marriages in court. Circle that word, enjoy. Do you enjoy your spouse? Are you fun to live with? Husbands, you need to learn what is called non-sexual affection. Now, I know that sounds like a contradiction to you men. But But trust me, there is such a thing as non-sexual affection. It's where you just show her you love her without going all the way. Now, the Bible is very clear about maintaining your marriage. It's very practical, too. Notice this verse. 1 Corinthians 7 says, a husband should not deprive his wife of sexual intimacy, which is her right as a married woman. Nor should the wife deprive her husband. Do not cheat each other of normal sexual relations, or you will expose yourselves to the obvious temptation of Satan. He says, you know, if the magnet's at home, you're not going to be looking elsewhere. Now, those of you who heard my wife Kay speak know that she discovered a very scientific study that shows that husbands like to make love on days that start with T. Tuesday, Thursday, today, tomorrow, Taturday, and Tunday. Okay? Now, it's a very scientific study. Very, very scientific. And if you don't get anything else, write that down.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org, or just text the word daily to 313131. That's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
So many people request copies of Rick's teachings every day for their personal audio libraries, and there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together another great collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. If you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. They include Escaping the People Pleaser Trap, How to Keep from Stressing Out, How to Recognize God's Voice, Learning My True Identity in Christ, Set Free from Me, and Why God Made You. This very special 6-message collection is available in a boxed CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. They're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, right now by going to rickwarren.org. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Yesterday, I was reading this magazine, Marriage Partnership. It's a Christian magazine. I highly recommend that you subscribe to this magazine. It's a terrific magazine, Marriage Partnership. And in it, there was an article by Cliff and Joyce Penner. Now, you know the Penners. They've been here, spoken at Saddleback. They've been at our men's and women's retreat. It's called It Doesn't Just Happen, A Lifetime Prescription for Sizzling Sex. It says, do you remember the anticipation of going on a date with your future spouse and how desperately you desired one another? And how the sexual tension seemed to mount as you moved toward marriage? Today you may be wondering, where's our energy and desire for sex now? After 20 years as counselors, we're convinced that good sex in marriage doesn't, quote, just happen. Couples who keep the sexual spark glowing through the changing stages of marriage are those who deliberately set about their sexual relationship. And it talks about in different stages. It says, you know, during the marriage's middle years, you may feel as though you're merely surviving sexually. The demand of life uses up your energy, and your primary desire is often for sleep, not sex. I saw a few elbows and a few amens just then. But you must keep the pilot light of your sexual relationship lit, even if you don't have the time and energy to turn the flames up as high as they used to be. How do you do that? And here are some suggestions for maintaining your marriage from Christian biblical counselors. Keep kissing passionately every day. Kissing is the barometer of the state of your sexual relationship. Keep open by sharing every day. Keep committed to sex in spite of all the distractions. Your marriage and sexual relationship must continue to be high priorities. Be cautious of commitments that rob you of time for sex with one another. Keep physically fit. Keep well-groomed. Keep your sexual feelings turned toward home. If sexual feelings are triggered in response to somebody else other than your mate, immediately put your spouse in the picture and bring that spark home. Keep it scheduled. Just as you need to schedule quality time with your family and you need to schedule individual time with your children, you need to schedule time for your sexual relationship with your spouse. I know some of you going, schedule sex? I thought it was supposed to be spontaneous. Who said? In the Bible, God says that anything that's worth doing, you need to plan. The Bible says that planned giving is better than spontaneous giving. The Bible says that planning your worship, planning your day off, your Sabbath, is important. Planning time with your kids, planning to study the Bible, because it's important, and planning to make sure that you have time for sexual relationship in your marriage. Because if you don't make time, you may not take time in today's world where everybody's just busy all the time. Keep sex positive. Keep learning about your body and your mate's body, and keep coming up with surprises to keep sex from becoming boring. That's what it talks about. That's what it means to maintain your marriage. What I'm saying is this. The grass is not greener on the other side of the fence. And the grass is not greener on your side of the fence, necessarily. The grass is greener where you water it. And if you spent half the time working on your sexual relationship as you do complaining about it or fantasizing about something else, it'd be a whole lot better. Get it? Good. Oh, let's try that again. Get it? Good. Number 6, if I want to remain pure in a polluted society, I need to magnify the consequences of sin. I need to magnify the consequences of sin, of sex outside the parameters that God has set up. Now, having been a pastor for many, many, many years and having counseled thousands of people, and I have heard the heartache with the unfaithfulness, the illicit relationships, the sexual escapades outside of marriage or whatever, and I've seen the broken hearts, and I've seen the rejection, and I've dealt with the split-up families, and I've dealt with devastated children, and I've dealt with people who picked up sexually transmitted disease from an unfaithful spouse when they were faithful, and I've seen the damage that it does in hearts and souls and minds. I want to say that nothing damages your emotions more than sexual sin. Why? Because God made you to be a sexual being. He made you a woman, or He made you a man. And God says, that's good. And He made men to be men, and He made women to be women. And since your sexuality invades every single part of your life, it's not just a physical act. When that is violated, something in your mind, no matter what you say, well, everybody else is doing it, goes tilt, because you're violating the very culture in which you are, the nature in which you were made. And the sense of loss affects everybody. The shame won't go away, and the scars seem to be permanent. And I've talked to so many people who say, you know, I wish I could just roll back the clock. Now, the Bible says this. Anyone who commits adultery doesn't have sense. He's destroying himself. The Bible says in Proverbs 6:26, immorality may cost your life. And, you know, today, folks, that literally can be true with AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases. See, the point is that Hollywood has sensationalized and glamorized success, sex so much that it rarely shows the lives that it destroys. But the truth is, when sex is not used, but it is abused or misused, it always causes implications that we are even unaware of, because it's more than physical. And everybody loses, and God wants to spare you this pain. Regardless of what's happened in your past, God gives you a new start today, a chance to start over, to come clean, and be pure the rest of your life. You know, I've been married to Kay 22, now nearly 23 years. And by the grace of God, she is the only woman I've ever known. And by the grace of God, I intend for that to be true the rest of my life. I intend to be faithful to her for my entire life. Now, why in the world would I make a commitment like that? when everything and everybody around me and 91% of the things I see on TV are saying, you're a fool. Why not just go to bed with anybody you want, as often as you want, wherever you want, in any way you want? You're an adult. You can make your own choices. Why would I do that? For three reasons. Number one, I love Jesus Christ. And he gave his life for me. He died on the cross for me. And I owe him everything I've got. And one day I want to go and be with him in heaven. And Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Number two, I love my wife and my kids with all my heart. And the thought of the pain that it would bring to them if I were sexually unfaithful, and the scars that would bear on my wife and my children, and that shame, is a thought that's almost unbearable to me to even think of. It is so painful to consider what that would bring upon the people I love the most. Number three, because I fear the judgment of God. And it's a healthy fear. And I would suggest that if you don't, you better get it quick. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 13:4, God will judge the sexually immoral. Don't think you're going to get away with this. Don't think that you're going to say to the creator of the universe, yeah, you made me, but forget you, God. I know better. I know more about sex than you do. And God's going, what? Say that again? Oh, yes, God, I know you gave me this gift and you laid out parameters for it, but you don't know nothing, God. I'm going to choose what will make me happy and what will meet my needs. God says, you don't do that and get away with it. This is a serious issue, folks. This is what Jesus Christ died on the cross for. Now, God's standard has never changed. Premarital sex is unacceptable to God. It always has been. It always will be. Living together without getting married is unacceptable to God. It always has been. It always will be. Adultery, having an affair, being unfaithful to somebody you're married to, is unacceptable to God. It always has been and it always will be. Homosexuality is unacceptable to God. It always has been, it always will be. Pornography is unacceptable to God. It always has been, it always will be. And every one of those things bring a judgment. Now, if you have been guilty of one or all of these things I've just mentioned, you've come to the right place. Because this is what Saddleback's all about, a place for healing, forgiveness, restoration. God says, I want to give you a chance to come clean and start over and make the rest of your life the best of your life. If you're a single adult, to remain a virgin from this point forward until if and when God brings a person in your life that you make a marriage commitment to. And you could do that. What's the pathway back to purity? Well, it's there on your outline. Number one, I repent. You know what repent means? It's the word for change your mind. That's all repent means. It means I change my mind and say, you know, you were right, God. It was wrong. You call it what it is. It's sin. I don't rationalize it. I don't excuse it. I don't just say, well, everybody's doing it. I say, it was wrong. David did this in Psalm 51. Good psalm for you to go read. It's his prayer after he committed adultery with Bathsheba. But the important thing is that you do it now. If you're in the middle of an affair right now, this is it, folks. It's over. It's dead. It's done today. You quit cold turkey right now. You don't go home and say, well, I'll phase out of this in 3 months. You go home, you make one phone call or have one meeting, and that's it. I will never see you again. This is over. It's wrong. It's dead. And you cold turkey. You don't phase out of sin. You just stop it now. Then number two, you receive forgiveness. God says, I want to forgive you and I want to wipe the slate clean. And the good news is once he's forgiven you, you can forgive yourself, which you're having a hard time doing. Now, your sexual drive will either make you a dynamic person or can destroy you. It's your choice.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment with a final thought. But first, so many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal audio libraries. And there are hundreds of messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick put together an all-new collection of his most requested teachings. It's called The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2. Now, if you've been listening to Daily Hope for a while, some of these message titles are sure to ring a bell. They include Escaping the People-Pleaser Trap, How to Keep from Stressing Out, How to Recognize God's Voice, Learning My True Identity in Christ, Set Free from Me, and Why God Made You. This very special 6-message collection is available as a box CD set or as high-quality downloadable MP3s. And they're yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Get your copy of The Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 2, right now by going to rickwarren.org or just call 800-600-5004. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. And thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
I want to close this broadcast by telling you how you're making a difference in some of the most remote places on the planet. Thanks to your generous support to Daily Hope, we have been able to distribute this broadcast, Daily Hope broadcast, to some of the most remote places around the world by using solar-powered radios. For instance, Daily Hope is broadcast on a radio station that sits just outside a South Sudanese refugee settlement camp. Now, you can imagine that a refugee camp is one of the most hopeless places on the planet. These people have lost their homes, their jobs, their livelihood, often even all of their clothes, and they're living day to day in a refugee camp. And you might be wondering, how in the world do we get the good news of hope in Jesus Christ to all of those people? Well, the way we do it is family groups in the camp are given a solar-powered radio. And that radio is tuned to a local radio station. It's also preloaded with an audio Bible, with some Christian music, and with Christian teaching. And you know what? It's working. We have heard how people gather around each solar-powered radio and they hear the message together. In fact, I was really excited to learn that several of the unreached, unengaged tribes of the world are actually living peacefully side by side in the very refugee camps where we are now broadcasting. And so you're helping get the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ to people who have never, ever, ever heard it in their entire lives. You know, I got a letter from the station manager there in South Sudan by that refugee camp. His name is Akudi, and he wrote me this to tell us. He said, Rick, we play the pre-recorded messages of Daily Hope at least 2 times a day. And we have received word from people all over the district. The very first day, he said, we broadcast, we actually got phone calls from over 40 people who told us how much they appreciated the station and the messages from Daily Hope. We could not reach these people without your prayers and without your generous support. That's why when you give this to Daily Hope, you're not just blessing yourself and keeping this message out in podcasts and broadcasts in America. You're actually taking this good news to people who've never heard the name of Jesus Christ before. We want to support you. I want to support you. I want to encourage you in your spiritual growth, and I want to give you the daily hope you need to live for Jesus. But I want us together to take this message to people who've never, ever heard it. If you'd like to partner with me on this, you can go to my website, www.rickwarren.org. That's www.rickwarren.org. And you can get more information on how you can be a partner in taking the message and hope of Jesus Christ to people who have never, ever heard it, even after 2,000 years of the church. Or you can call me. You can call us at 1-800-600-5004. Let me say that again. 1-800-600-5004. 1-800-600-5004. Thanks for listening today. Join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope. And together, we can reach people that have never been reached with the good news. God bless you.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.